Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to Friendly at Daisy podcast. That sounded really weird. Did I do that weird?
Yeah. Welcome to a Friendly Daisy podcast.
It's like I was going down a slide. But let's try it again.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friendly at Daisy podcast. A podcast where Dave and I like to have a little nap just before video of the week. That's the power of editing.
Yeah, we're full on sleep because we need the energy. We even watch the videos depending on how good they are.
With a little like 20-minute buffer, you know what I mean? Like a disco nap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just shut your eyes.
You'd never know, though. Can you imagine if we just like left like a 20-minute gap of silence?
Yeah, like...
We're just going to have our warm
white
milk,
noise.
Our hot cocoa.
Just absolute white noise for 20 minutes. And people are like, yeah, I really like that.
I reckon some of the people listening actually would quite appreciate having nap time with us. But, oh, great. You know, like on CBeebies where they have like, right, now we're going to brush our teeth. And then you get the kid to brush their teeth, I guess. And now it's night time.
Yeah.
I don't watch CBeebies. Shut up. You do.
Yeah. How do I know what time it is to brush my teeth?
I haven't brushed my teeth in 15 years because no one told me to.
Yeah, I haven't tuned into the channel. Nernicky Nerner.
Oh dear, we've just been actually, when does this episode air? This episode airs on the 7th. No, the 31st. Oh, okay.
31st.
The 31st. So what we should say is in a couple of weeks' time, Dave and I we're in an event.
Partaking in an event. I'm still trying to see like what's happening that day, but I'm keen
what?
For it.
What? Sorry, come again.
I'm keen. I'm just trying to clear the day.
What have you got plans or not? You said you were cool.
I don't know. I said I'm cool, but I
don't
know.
What do you mean you don't know if you have plans or not?
You have a lady friend. You know sometimes you get volunteered the things you don't know about.
I've put it in my calendar, mate. It's in the calendar.
I've put it in my calendar. That means fuck all to the wench.
Oh, dude.
The things that are set in stone. The things that... No. I'm saying I'm doing it. But the things that are set in stone are Tuesday evening recordings tonight and Sunday streams. Sundays.
So this event is like Saturday evening, right? So it's prime time.
Yeah, it is a prime shaggy time.
Does that mean you're shagging?
No. Other people do. Me, on the other hand. It's when I do the washing up.
You just watch. You cuck.
Cuck. Why are you bringing that word back into the podcast? That one.
What? Have we used that in the podcast before?
Yeah, you have, yeah.
No, I think that's a new one.
No, it isn't.
That's the other fucking minging podcasts you do.
I don't do any others. Apart from a Hunt Showdown one every Thursday. No, I'm joking.
Where we just slag off Hunt Showdown and Dutchies.
Oh, yeah. Hunt. Hunt the Showdown.
Do you know what? We talk so much shit about that game. Never played it.
And Wes.
Never played Wes either.
I played it with Wes and Mark once, I believe. And I was distinctly shocking.
My chair's making all sorts of noises, thinking he's tightening up. My room, I fucked my room up, Dave.
Ow.
Well, it smells like, I guess, a couple of days old milk.
Oh, no.
So I'm making a sourdough starter, right? I've been making it for a little while and I've just revitalized it or whatever. We need to keep it in a warm area. Well, my little room is really fucking warm. And yeah, and now my room just fucking hums of sourdough starter. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. You damn fuckers up, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, and I need to keep it.
That's going
to
linger, bro. That's going to be in there like...
No.
Yeah, that's going to linger.
I don't... Oh, fucking hope not. I hope not. But yeah, at the moment, it's gross. And I don't like it. And every time I come back into the room, I'm like, oh at least it's warm.
God.
Did you ever go into that photography shop in our town centre that's not there anymore?
Yes, the one just before you got to the town on the right-hand side as you were coming from where you used to live.
No. I'm talking about the one that's next to Greg's.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, the Jessup's place.
Was that, yeah, that's, I think that's what it got turned into, a Jessup's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went in there loads, man, and had a look at, like, weird Polaroid cameras and stuff.
That place fucking stank like hell, didn't
nah,
it?
Nah, it was that what? Place opposite... It's, no, do you know
are
what
you
place
saying that place
like
didn't stink?
I don't remember it stinking. It didn't
all
distinctly...
All I remember
like,
about
head.
That shop is that it stank like rotten milk.
Nah. Do you know the one that stank to me... It always stinks. It's a well-known chain where you trade in old DVDs and old phones and stuff.
CEX.
That always hum. Can we say that?
What? You can't say CEX?
Well, can you say that all CEXs stink like absolute BO because the people that go in there are like stinky Captain Sweatpants from fucking...
Dave, I've decided I am toning down how much I filter on this podcast.
Okay.
I was watching a luthier, and I can't remember his name. I'll find his name because it's freaking hilarious, right? Now, this is a twofold story. I was watching a luthier on YouTube.
Okay.
And he was coming out with some right fucking corkers, man. And he was just so unapologetic about it. It was amazing. And at one point, he said, if you don't like it, you can flick my nipples or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck is this guy? Secondly, the second part to that, his videos they don't get very many views. So YouTube might be censoring him. So maybe censoring is a little bit good. But this guy was just, he was awesome. I'll find the video. What's his name? Here he is. Mile House Studios.
Okay.
And yeah, he just comes up with so many freaking jokes. It's incredible. Mile House Studios. It's from Portsmouth. And he has like a twang. He's like, if you don't like it, you can flick my nipples.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm turning it down. You still can't say the word that I had to bleep out a lot last week.
No, yeah, the CEX, honestly. Like, the people that go in there just seem to... Just, you know, they want to buy DVDs for like £1, so they don't really want to buy Imperial Leather at all.
I can't remember the last time I went into CEX. I can't remember the last time I bought a physical game.
No, I can't remember the last time I bought a physical game or DVD, but I have been to CEX to trade in a tablet because that was the best price they were doing and it was all right. But when I was in there, I was just like, oh, I wish I had a fucking face mask.
Well, anyway, enough about smell-o-vision. This isn't what the fuck was that? Was he burping?
Yeah, that was a burp, man.
Fucking, I'm glad we can't smell that. Jesus Christ. What professionalism on this podcast has gone downhill. We started off really low as professionalism. We slowly got a bit better around episode 20. We plateaued for a long time, and then I reckon we've gone back downhill.
Is that what you reckon this is? Like your educated decision?
Yeah. With my ample experience in media relations and podcasts, that's the kind of review that I'm giving us.
You're awful.
Shit to mediocre for a while, heading south.
Heading down to South Park.
Shall we crack on?
Crack on.
Welcome back, and this episode is the one you've been waiting for. It is Community Chronicles Part 6. We do these episodes when you guys send in your stories of adventures or mishaps or funny moments or anything in between that happened to you and or your friends in DayZ.
I just want to clear things up. Like, people say, oh, I can't tell stories. I'm not that good at telling stories. It don't matter. Write it, even if you write it down in bullet points, that is what me and Andy are here for. We will have our artistic
flair.
We'll add our artistic flair to it. It's our job to
autistic.
Do it. Yeah, autistic flair. Oh, we'll add our autistic flair.
That's probably way more true than artistic flair.
Yeah, we'll add our autistic flair to it, and we will do it. So even if you write it down in bullet points, the thing that has quite hit me is people are doing Community Chronicles now in parts, which is great, but if you put part part one in there, please put part two in there before we record, because then part one does not make fucking sense. Because I have put about 3 or 4 messages in the Discord and have mentioned it on the stream. And I'd like to say, anyone that just left the part one in there, we cannot add our autistic flair. Because our autism's going crazy because you've just got fucking part one in there, no part two. And the guy that's gone from part one to part two to part three, you fucking really wanted your 5 minutes of fame, didn't you?
Wow. I think what we should say, I think I was speaking to Malinar about this as well. I think the longest ones we read are maximum are 1,000 words. Quite a lot. They're the long ones, right?
Yeah.
I think keep it short, snappy, then that way we can get through more of them. But yeah, make sure your points come across. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So you've got the first one, Dave, yeah?
I got the first one. I'm going to say this person's name afterwards. So at the time, I'm going to get you all to guess who it is and then tell you the answer.
Well, will I know?
You will.
Okay, I'm going to guess it before you say it then.
Okay. All right, who? It's a small one.
That's what she said.
Let's. Okay, so I will start with the first chronicle. Once upon a time, I joined a queue to join Dave in game. He told me the server was only half full, but at the time I joined, I was number 14 in the queue. I waited for a good 20-30 minutes and finally got in. Never guess what? I was in the wrong queue. He was on Sakao, and for some reason, I joined the Mausk. The end. I think the indication on that one was that I said that it was half full, and then when he tried to join straight after I told him that, he was in a queue. That was probably the queue to not go in that server.
I think I remember this. Was this Oysted?
Yes, it fucking was. Moisted. It was fucking Moisted.
Oh, what a mom.
So funny,
yeah, I
though.
I remember that.
So funny, because I was like, oh, yeah, I'll stay around Spawn Town and that. You know how hard it is to stay in a Sakao Spawn Town? Like, you lose a lot of stuff and you don't find much in Sakao Spawn Town. So you're like, oh, I'll just wait around here and see if you can get it. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm in. And I'm like, cool. Why were you in a queue? It's only half full. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm in the mouse. I'm like, fuck you. I'm off in land.
That's amazing. I mean, we've all been there as well. Like, we've definitely done it more than once.
So funny they waited for him, though. No, we definitely have, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's going to do it. It's one of them lovely things that happens. But just things you got to pick up on is when someone tells you their server is half full, and then when you go to join, you join a queue. That's that there.
That's clue number one.
That's clue. That's the clue.
Actually, clue number one was probably the fucking server name.
Well, probably.
It's not like you have to just guess, is it?
Yeah. I don't know what. There's a few ways of getting into servers. Some people have gone, there's a lot of people gone back to the vanilla server, haven't they? So the vanilla
launcher.
We don't use vanilla launcher, we use the ECSA, but like some people just don't have that. Yeah, they just join whatever.
If you say so. I mean, all the servers are named properly. This is a Oysted fault, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid, it's the truth.
This next story is from iCreeper. You actually posted this story back in November.
Hope you're still a listener.
I hope you're still alive.
Oh, Jesus, don't do that, man.
Hola. Oh, it's Spanish.
Oh, no, the accent's coming.
Hola. I am a console player. I am a console player. No, I'm going French.
And I said to my SA.
Si. Hola, I am a console player, and with a little over 3,000 hours.
Yeah, slightly on the racist side now.
It's too good, isn't it? I think that's
the
problem.
It's so good, man. I really thought I was at the Alamo there.
It was too good. Okay, there's lines. There's a line that we draw.
I thought I was building a wall for Trump there.
What? Okay, right. Hola, I am a console player. That's why I have to start it, otherwise I'll go Spanish again.
You actually said the hola line Spanish as well.
Huh?
When you went hola the second day, hola, and then you nearly carried on Spanish. tickled me, that one, man. Tickled me.
I know, I can't do it. As soon as I start thinking about it, I just slip into it. Like, if I'm in an Indian restaurant, I will have to say things under my breath, like, dal.
Well, thank you, please.
But spicy dal, you know what I mean? I get fucking kicked in under the table. Shut up, Andy. I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry. I'm just reading the menu.
Imagine if we had Tourette's. That'd be fucking mad.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we've got something going on, Dave. Right, okay. So, I'm a console player with a little over 3,000 hours. And I'd like to tell you a story from when I was new to DayZ. To preface this, this was my first dealing with someone that had this specific condition. When, why are you giggling?
I'm just thinking of how I like that condition.
When I was a young freshie on the banks of Kami, I got recruited pretty quickly into a faction that consisted of about 7 people. As they taught me the ways of the survivor, ultimately turned me into the killing machine I am today, I ended up getting close to the group as a whole. One night, as we were shooting the shit, one of our mates, let's call him Lizard, passed out suddenly on us. I ended up finding out he was narcoleptic. Wait, hang on a minute. I thought he was talking about, like, Kuru or something, like, condition yeah. in-game. But he was talking yeah. about the player.
Oh, yeah?
So Lizard passed out IRL.
Why playing?
Whilst playing. Right, okay. Right, scene set. I ended up finding out he was narcoleptic and that he would soon wake up. That's fucking mad. With that knowledge in tow, I decided to have some fun. I proceeded to tie up Lizard, take off all of his clothes, and hide his gear. I mean, this is getting into bullying realm, right?
Or protected, something different.
Like, status or something. Oh, okay. Stag do
Saturday.
As we waited for him to wake, my other friend, let's call him Dirk, told me that Lizard's character might die due to him freezing. So, with that new information in mind, I tried to put Lizard's clothes back on his character. This is where the mistakes started happening. After I'd tied up Lizard for the second time, I came to the quick realization that this was impossible for whatever reason DayZ had. After mulling it over in my head, I came to the ingenious idea of not... Wait, hang on, what? Of not building a fire, but to power punch him closer to the nearest fire pit. So he'd punch him so he stumbles yeah. over to the fire pit. Fuck's sake. This process was slow. One hit after another, he was slowly making his way over to the fire. And as my group of vetted DayZ players said nothing about making a fire pit next to Lizard, they watched in glee. I started hitting him faster as we closed in on the fire. It happened. Oh, I started hitting him faster. And as we closed in on the fire, it happened. As I laid my last haymaker, Lizard collapsed. Lizard collapsed on the fire, unconscious, roasting like a pig on a spit. I, as well as my group, screamed like a locker full of cheerleaders.
Locker full of cheerleaders.
As we were racing to put out the fire, Lizard awoke from his narcoleptic sleep. He was curious as to why his screen had the infamous words, "You are dead." With the deftness and guile of an 1800s snake oil salesman, my mate Dirk yelled out, "I got the shooter!" We all cheered, not willing to give up the charade of what had transpired. To this day, Lizard still believes he was shot and not roasted alive due to my negligence. Oh my god.
Imagine that, man.
This is like Confessions. This is DayZ Confessions. This is a whole new podcast episode.
At the start of that, I was going to go, is someone going to have blood disease? Is someone have Kuru? What is someone going to have? Like, and then it ends up, it's an IRL thing.
Yeah, when he says that it's the, because he said he's new, right? He says he's new to the game. First time he's had dealing with someone with that specific condition. I thought he was going to get confused as to why someone was giggling a lot, for instance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be him or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, we don't proofread these stories before we read them.
We don't read them,
and then I guess if it comes to the day where we read it and it's actually a shit story, we'll just record a different one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great story, dude. Hi, Creeper, well done, man. I hope you're better, and I hope Lizard doesn't listen to the show. But if he does, I'd love to hear Lizard's point of view. Actually, I bet Lizard's got some fucking mad stories about falling asleep whilst playing DayZ.
or waking up and then just being in the shittest situation.
Can I, Creeper, can you get Lizard to have a listen to the show, or if not, at worst, get him to put in a fucking Community Chronicle? We'll read it out next time.
Yeah, his Community Chronicles are going to be epic. Okay, this one is from our friend from Israel. Short story. Had a run with my friend in the Mausk. Before we managed to meet up, my friend met a guy and teamed up with them. Once we all met up, we decided to speak in Discord. Big mistake. We all joined a call, ran for about an hour together into the south of Namask, and I didn't suspect a thing.
Oh,
I know, that sounds a
like
bit...
Like, when he says he didn't suspect a thing, I'm not suspecting anything at the moment. Like, what's
and now
weird?
I am.
Yeah. And now I am. That's yeah. The power of storytelling.
When we were around Norinsk, we heard a shot from the trees. The shot wasn't at us, but it sounded like it was close enough that we could see the shooter. So we got into position and scoped around. Then suddenly, you are dead.
Okay.
I didn't want to speak, so I wouldn't interrupt the guys while they take the fight. Then in 1 or 2 seconds, I hear my friend screams, "What?" And I hear that someone left the conversation. So his friend, so Ido's friend just was like, "What?" Like that, you know, like a rage yeah. What? Like, what? Yeah. And then I hear someone left the conversation like,
right.
My friend told me that the guy betrayed us and it was his friends baited us so we'd stop and scope in why he teamed up with us and killed us from behind.
No.
Yeah. Then he left the Discord and cancelled the friendship on it.
Oh, man. That is some next level treachery, dude.
1 year has passed since, and I still can't believe it happened. What a sweaty bell end.
Tell me how you really feel.
How'd you get a sweaty bell end?
How shit have you got to be at DayZ that you have to infiltrate people's Discords? To sit in a call with them to get a kill.
That's next level Jason Bourne shit.
You reckon
that's
genius? I think that's...
Mate, that's fucking genius, man. That's nearly as bad as our shot on that guy that time. You know the one where you were like, "Hey, guy, have you got any, iodine?
Oh,
yeah.
<boom. laughs>
Yeah.
We got so much hate on TikTok for that.
I know.
Great. I love it.
Right. So after you sweaty belly, he led us to a little...
Nope.
No, he led us like cattle that carries 3 persons worth of loot into the slaughterhouse. Trust no one. Not sure. It definitely gave me a story to tell. And that's the essence of the game. So GG, I guess.
I mean, he's had honestly, a year to settle on it, right? But
and I think he's still quite salty.
That would make me salty as fuck.
I've got a few questions, though, if you don't mind. One, where was this guy from? He sounds French. No, joking. Two, is the guy French? No, joking.
I'd be a fucking French pretzel covered in extra salt, bro. That would kill me off.
Oh, funny. I think that's next level fucking bullshittery, that.
That's fucked. You gotta have some cojones on you to do that, right? Like, yeah, let's all join Discord and be pals and send a friend request and yada, yada, yada. Only to, at the end of the day, be completely aware you're going to betray these guys at the end. It's one thing doing it in VoIP. It's another thing doing it in Discord.
Oh, and do you know what the funniest thing? I bet the funniest thing was is when the guy was like, "What?" And then, and then you hear that.
Well, the guys listening to the show would have heard that because I would have edited in.
Yeah, fucking funny. User has left your channel. You'd be like, "Oh shit, it was that little gun."
Oh my god, that's insane.
I know, that's a short but fucking great story.
GG.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
This next story comes from a listener called Scooter Dunn. Hi guys, love the podcast. Hey, thank you very much, Scooter Dunn, we love you. I'm a truck driver from across the pond, as y'all say, and started listening in early October. I'm caught up completely now. Oh, jeez, it's always the truck drivers, isn't it? They always, like, just spam it.
Yeah, in America, it's a lot of road.
He put this in December, so it's 3 months he's listened to our entire back catalogue.
He's going to have to listen to it again.
Yeah, he'll listen to it on the way back.
Where did he go? Panama.
Only thing now is that I have to wait a week for a new episode. Anyway, I'd like to share my first few hours playing DayZ. I had a friend that kept bugging me to play it, and I'd previously played survival games like The Long Dark and Stranded Deep, as well as FPS games like COD, so I finally gave in. Best and worst decision I could have made. I think we all think like that, don't we?
General consensus.
So, I got the game, and I spawn in outside of Electro. I've joined my friend's party. We'll call him Mike, and he's playing on a Vanilla Plus server. He told me how to go to the road and read the sign and tell him where I'm at. After learning Russian in a matter of minutes, he tells me he knows where I'm at. Fuck's sake, that's tickled me. Right. He tells me he knows where I'm at and to find the building to hide in. He'll be there in less than 5 minutes. Mike pulls up in a Humvee, and I hop in with him. Still no idea what I'm doing. Mike says, we're going to head over a place called Cometa, where we can get some better gear. He shares food with me and gives me a water bottle to eat and drink while we drive. Oh, wait.
We got a car.
No, hang on. Eating and drinking whilst you're driving?
Must be modded. There must be more than Vanilla Plus.
It's full of lies, I think. I think he's lying to us. Yeah. All right, let's see how many other plot holes we can find in this story. Cometa's not even a real town. We get to what I then found out was a hunting camp of sorts. I picked up a hunter's jacket, white hunter pants. I know that's a terrible idea. I got a blaze. Mike gives me ammo for the gun because, of course, I found the gun, but no round in sight, right? I'm starting to get comfortable with the controls, and I take his SK with a suppressor to practice taking out a few Zeds. Mike tells me he's got a base not too far from there, and that his current character is about 28 hours of playtime. He informs me that I will die a lot in this game, and it's just part of it. He decided to take me to a military checkpoint just north of Cometa to see if he can find me a secondary weapon, some ammo, and maybe a backpack. We stop short of the checkpoint. He gives me a scope for my blaze and directs me to the top of the hill to provide overwatch while he loots me some gear. We get up there and I see 4 Zeds decked in military gear. He said he'll take care of them and I just need to keep an eye out for players. A few minutes in, I spot 2 guys jogging up the road. I tell Mike he's got 2 hostiles and he asks if they were geared. I had to get him to explain exactly what that meant. I told him they were both in fatigues and had long arms on their backs. Fucking hell. He tells me to take a shot, aim for the head, and let him know if I got one or both.
What?
This is his first 2 fucking hours in the game. He is holding high hopes for his friend. I hold my breath and fire. The recoil pointed my scope to the sky, and I yelled, I have no idea if I hit anything. Mike says to get my eyes back down on his position. And I can hear automatic gunfire beginning to be exchanged. I frantically move my scope around, trying to find any movement. Suddenly, I see a head pop up. I quickly take a shot and ask Mike, did I get him? Mark says in a very monotone voice, congratulations on your first kill. It was me, you asshole.
Well, doesn't that sound familiar?
Shut up. We both started dying of laughter, and all of a sudden, my screen goes red. I'm dead. This makes us laugh even harder. This was a little over a year ago. I now have around 200 hours in the game, and Mike's base was very badass. We still run together frequently. That was my introduction to DayZ. I love you guys. Thanks for the content. Well, he just ended his friend's 28-hour career of that player or of that character with a very well-placed headshot. Well, well done for hitting the shot, I guess. That's
fucking 2 hours in and banging out your friend's head straight away. That's mad.
Banging out your friend's head could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there. It's a very, very easy mistake to make to shoot your teammate.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Dave?
Isn't it, Andy?
Isn't it, Dave?
Isn't it, fucking Andy?
Isn't it, Dave? This part, we've had a couple of runs on. Was it zero or was it day one?
Day one.
Okay, and he knows it well. What was the first one? Was it
the first one?
South of Tissi.
South of Kamenka.
Yeah. Well, that's Troitsky. Yeah. Dave ran into someone. Oh, go on, you tell it, and I'll tell you where you're
double, wrong. double uncon. The last thing I noticed when I went uncon was the guy was wearing a grey helmet. So I shout to Andy, guy with grey helmet, hurry up. He's only like 5 to 10 meters away at the pub. So he runs around the corner as he sees someone getting up that has night vision on their head and no grey helmet. He shoots the fucking guy with the night vision and non-grey helmet, which is me. And then the other guy gets up and starts contacting Andy. So he fucking puts him down.
I panicked.
I'm dead.
I panicked. Look, the moment I caught eyes on both of you, you both started waking up at the same time. I just saw a helmet and shot it. I don't care whether it was green, grey, blue, pink, or rainbow.
Yep, green with fucking night vision when I said grey helm.
And then the second
next
time.
Next one was in Tissi, two geared guys run past us. I killed one, and then Andy gets round, he's shooting, shoots me, well, basically shoots me in the back at the simultaneously when the other guy shoots me in the front. I'm dead again. And then Andy has to then win the fight against the next guy, whether if he could have contacted the right fucking guy, I hadn't changed my fucking clothing.
I just wanted to be the hero and save the day again.
Yeah, you wanted to be the fucking death giver.
Listen, I completely stand by the fact that you're right in I should have recognised your clothing, right?
Yeah.
But I do have two reasons as to why that went wrong. One, you were silhouetted on my screen, so I couldn't really see what you were see what you were wearing. It was all just dark. It was a dark dude in front of me, right?
Your spatial awareness is normally a lot better than it was that day. I don't know what was going on with you. You were fucking skittish as hell. Like, you normally know where I am at all times, and I know exactly where you were at all times, hence why I didn't light you up and I lit another guy up. That day will live in my soul as a hated day.
Well, the second thing that fucked me up there was you just said, guys on me. I have no idea, like, where that was. I knew roughly where you were, but I didn't know where the guy was, didn't know where you were, like, exactly. Do you know what I mean? And that's what fucked me up. So I just saw a dude that I couldn't really tell that if it was you, and I took a couple of pot shots. Unfortunately, at the same time, the other guy was lighting you up as well. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
No, it's not. No, it's not, man. You should have... When I say on me and I'm aiming in a certain direction, you should be able to know where I am and go, ah, they're in the arc in front of me, hence why that's why I've seen them.
I know. I take that one on. I didn't kill you that time. I definitely killed you first time.
No, you hit me simultaneously. I take that as you killed me. If you wouldn't have hit me at the same time as he would, I probably would have gone uncon and you could have fucking shot the guy perfectly.
Yeah. Well, I did afterwards.
Yeah, after that.
Oh, well.
But that's by the by. We had some really good runs on day one.
Yeah, and then from then, we ran all the way down to...
Zelenogorsk.
Myshkino. We did Myshkino. Zeleno.
And Zeleno. Killed a guy.
Ended up dying. Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. And then ended up dying in fucking...
VMC.
Again, I warned you, let's not go to VMC. What did you do?
No, we needed to end that run. We needed to start that again, man. It was getting a bit flat.
Yeah, we weren't looking for anything.
We didn't see anyone for fucking ages. Before we come across loads of people on the run up north, like it was just there was no one around, even though we were on a full server.
True.
And then we found people. We had a lot of people.
Right, let's crack on to this next story.
So this one, gentle people, is from Perplexed Pug. Perplexed Pug. Fuck, that's a tongue twister.
That's you. You're a perplexed. Oh my god.
See?
You're a perplexed plug. Oh my.
Oh my god, you said plug as well, mate. It's perplexed.
No, it's not.
What's your name so hard? Fucker.
This is Ian.
Perplexed Pug.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. myself and my buddy, Dreg.
It sounds like a fucking, I don't know, Drake. Like a character from Lord of the Rings. Or like some sort of fairy tale. He's an ogre.
Well, this guy's got his nickname because he's always the last out of the bar. He's always the dregs.
Or he's a cheapskate and just like mine sweeps.
Yeah. Myself and my buddy Dreg decided to play some the Mausk to get into the swing of Sakau. Also, a little bit of Sakau training. That's cool. It took us the bones of 2 hours to finally meet up on the map. The population was high and not very friendly. I was not in a good way, but Dreg had a really good setup going. A shotgun with shells and some food and drink waiting for me, as well as a lovely stove fire going in a house. We get our heat buff and stats up and begin our journey. Along the way, we just stop to loot some sheds. A voice calls out of the trees. This dude emerges, seemingly friendly, though he was holding an ice pick and I had a shotgun. Oh, he had a shotgun on his back. So I didn't feel like taking any chances. I keep my distance and keep an eye from behind a shed as my buddy waits for him to approach him. We had been burned so many times so far on this run, so we weren't in a friendly mood. That's a fair point. Sometimes you just have enough of people doing the double cross. I ran around the shed and I got my aim ready and I popped him in the head with my BK. I ran over to the body to make sure he was down, but I still heard his voice.
No, fuck's sake.
I'm thinking at this point, damn, what's going on here? Hey, what's going on here? He is just saying, dude, what the fuck? I realise I just popped my body, my body? I just popped my buddy Dreg in the head. Oh. Meanwhile, he is on Discord thinking that the dude had killed him. At this point, he had just seen me kill my buddy in cold blood and he had seen too much. So I had to turn to him and he begins to attack me with his melee weapon. I get 4 cuts before I put him down. I'm flush in health and blood, but I have full food and water. So as I pass in and out of reality, I decide to build a fire and hunker down for Dreg to make his way back. As I finish building and lighting the fire, I pass out on the fire.
Oh, fuck. How? This is the same story. This is...
Is Perplexed Pug basically the narcoleptic guy?
It's the narcoleptic guy and it's the fucking Scooter Dunn. It was Scooter Dunn.
These are the merger of stories. Well, as I finished building the light in the fire, I passed out on it. We called it a night there at this point. I would have called it a night nice and early. I would have called it there and then. There would have been many fucks and shits and everything else and all of the above.
Yeah, I think just playing fucking Namausk for that long is enough for me. I wouldn't have done it all night.
I actually prefer a solo Namausk run.
Yeah?
I've tried a Namausk with people. I've tried it. I actually done it with you once as well. I find Namausk is quite a harsh environment. There's less places. I'd done a run with a Polish lad the other day and I just found that Namausk is a very confusing place, and to have somebody else with you is so fucking hard. It's almost worth just not trusting anyone on that map, especially if you're in Vakuta or anywhere near the spawn town.
That's it. It's completely unfriendly, isn't it?
Yeah. I find it a lot harsher than Sakau.
Yeah, well.
There's less buildings, I think, on the Mausk, hence why I have that feeling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. There's 2 persons loot in most towns in Sakau, where in the Mausk, there's 1 person's loot.
Really?
In any area.
Simply, I reckon I've maybe put 50 hours into the Mausk. Like, not a lot. Like, and that's since it came out, which was years ago.
I had a streamer one the other day, actually. Really enjoyed it. I died in a most horrendous way when I was flashing, like, hunger and flashing thirsty and then flashing health, and then I died. But it was good.
Who was that story from?
That story was Perplexed Pug.
Nailed it! Hey man, do you want to be friends?
What is hot and what is not? What is hot and what is not? What is hot at the moment is Deer Isle. Deer Isle is hot at the moment.
Oh, is it?
Everyone's trying to... Yeah, DIY has been hot now for a good old month. John McClane done an update of it. He's updated a little bit of the quest. There's been, you know, TRMZ has been running on it. You know, Freshborns have been on it. You know, Amish Zed's been on it. Happy Bombs. All the top streamers have been doing it. So this is probably why it is hot at the moment. But I am fully aware that it won't stay hot for long. So get it while it's hot. Did you hear it fart at the end?
Yep.
Yeah. And what is not hot at the moment is 357 bullets. 357 bullets seems to be doing less damage now. I hit someone with a repeater the other day. I had to hit them twice with a repeater and they had no armor on. And it was on a vanilla server. I think it was experimental. But yeah, I was not happy with the performance of the 357. Hence my pick, it is not.
So is this, I don't know, I think you need to caveat, is that factual or just your perception?
My perception.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know whether they've made changes to 357 or not. However, I agree with you, dude. I was running with 357 the other day, and I think I got two hits on someone, and nothing, really. Nothing.
Yeah. So at the moment, 357 is not hot.
So I'm reading now. Look, I think the base damage gives you 65. So if you hit them twice, they should be dead. But I guess there's a drop off, right? There's a damage drop off. That would make sense.
Yeah, damage drop off. How far away they are, whether you hit them in the arm, where you hit them in leg, blah blah blah. But at the moment, it's fucking colder than Sakal.
What gun were you running? I was running the repeater.
What was that?
So what gun were you running when you didn't like the 357?
Repeater.
Oh, yeah, same. So...
what were you running?
Oh, fuck you. You got me. You fucking got me.
We can't be the only two people that do that when it comes to repeater. Like, when it says, I found a repeater. What was that? And then, like, oh, my God, you almost say it. Like you turn into, like, the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. See, when we're in game, I can spot that coming a mile away. Because we're not in game right now. I did not see that coming. So I'm looking, if you shoot someone at 200 meters with no armor, that won't kill them.
No, it won't.
Two shots.
I know that, yeah. I hit them twice and they stayed alive.
What if they have a police vest?
A stabby.
A stabby stab stab. Holy shit. Even like close range, you'd need three shots.
That's mad. That's why it's not hot.
Mental, chicken oriental. Friendly?
And turning on to the next section, this is video of the week. Video of the week is brought to you by Friendly, a Daisy podcast. Video of the week today deserves the guy that does the most work whenever there's either an experimental patch or a new update. He tirelessly slaves over his computer to make the content and the videos and to find out the facts for us. And that is Wobo. So the video I am pointing us at to is all new stuff in Daisy update 1.27. It's his latest video. It's 5 days old as of I read it, but it will be probably 2 weeks old by the time this airs. But the video will be very relevant because it will give you all the facts of the new update upcoming. So the update wouldn't have happened by now, but check it out if you want to know what's changed. And actually, if you didn't check out my experimental stream or other people's experimental streams, the game sounds are gonna freak you the fuck out.
I like it, man. I like it.
No, I like it. It's just people don't like change.
True.
Like, there's certain sounds. How you break a long stick down is brutal.
I don't like that, to be honest. That's one thing that I could do without. I wouldn't mind one circle that takes longer to go round if I broke it in one movement. Fake breaking it in three movements just doesn't look good anyway. Like,
janky, and the stick goes halfway through your leg on the three movements as well. But that's by the by. Just check out Wobo's video. He will show you all this and he will speed talk you through everything that's happening on 1.27. Goodbye.
Get off the damn roof, Cletus. And that was my tip of just the tip.
Tip.
We're coming in hot, but coming in fast. Can I get a $5?
Oh, that guy's amazing. Storage hunters, isn't it?
Oh, fucking, have you seen the British storage hunters?
Oh, man, it's terrible. Yeah. Boom! Boom!
Where they're always like just, oh, you can't get out of my way. Told me you weren't going to bid on that. Oh, you lied. Where? Oh, shit.
Where are you, slag?
She's
you like
getting on my, she's getting on my tits.
Oh, well, I'm going to punch her. Punch women in public, I will.
I'm going to knock his beard off.
Knock his bloody beard off.
I'm not on the naughty list.
You will be forgetting my way in that storage.
Right, this... Fucking hell. This is how quickly we just turn into shit, man. I can't even remember what even did that. Oh, it was me talking quickly led us... So I tried to get into just the tip quick, yet we ended up going on a tangent and slowing us down.
And Andy's going to move on to just a tip provided.
It's a lovely gate provided. Did you watch the one about the gate to Ben Nevis? Was it Ben Nevis?
Yeah, the weighted gate.
Yeah. Don't thank me, thank the gate.
This is so funny, man.
Right, anyway. fuck me. This is why aliens don't come here.
Yes.
Because we're all just twats.
Insane.
So this tip is I don't know, I'm gonna call it in out, shake it all about.
Ooh.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It's about hooker zombies.
Sure. So right, picture this. You are facing, I'll tell you what, where can I say that's gonna be relevant that people can understand or people can picture where it is.
Trees above tents.
What tents?
Northwest Airfield tents.
Okay. All right. Let's say... Okay, right, here we go. So let's say you are at the sewing factory in Northwest Airfield. Someone has shot from the trees above tents. Now, to try and spot that person, it's a good idea to strafe, right? Don't stand still. Run left and right at the same time, just trying to spot the guy. So you're always moving left, right, left, right, left, 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 right, left, right. You know, never in a pattern. Be very difficult to hit from the front and from the back. However, if you can think of someone on the other side of Northwest Airfield to you, where there's that blue tin, there's a blue tin over there, isn't there? And maybe even like the junkyard is on the other side, isn't it?
Yes.
Imagine there was someone there. You are strafing left and right, and you're actually not moving very far for someone aiming at you perpendicular to the way you're facing. So if someone's aiming at your side, you're not really moving anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So your strafing is doing fuck all. So what you should do is strafe left and right, but whack in a couple of W's, whack in a couple of S's, go forwards and backwards a little bit, in, out, shake it all about, run around in like an eight fat, like a figure of eight, or an S pattern, or yeah, all of that stuff.
Or just stop for a sec, then move on.
What do you mean stop? That's the...
As in when you're running, then you come to a halt quickly, and then move off fast, so there's that.
Oh, yeah.
So people are judging you by your distance on that left side, and then you stop, they're still moving their rifle, and then you stop, they're still moving.
Yeah, just the idea is to just be aware, right? So I was aware of this the other day, where I was scoping in on someone, I can't remember who it was, and I was doing left and right, and I was thinking, oh shit, there's a building to my left, and if someone's in that building right now, I'm literally not, they could easily get a shot on me.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess, don't know what we can, I don't like in out, shake it all about, it's too long. Nah, fuck it.
Do the hokey pokey then.
Oh, we can just call it the hokey pokey.
Yeah, we do it.
There we go, the hokey pokey.
Yeah.
All right, done.
Dusted.
Oi!
Well, that was good wording, Andy. Community Chronicles at its finest. We had everything, a mixed emotions. We had friends meeting up, friends killing friends, friends like people having 2 hours worth of playtime and becoming fucking Jason Bournes. It was mad.
Pretty much, we just had treachery, debauchery, and backstabbing by accident, I guess. Like, yeah. Just everybody just doing the wrong things. It's so easy to do the wrong thing in a game like DayZ, though.
Yes, 100%.
And I really appreciate people are putting in their hours, because that really gives context to their story. You know what I mean? This is my first 2 hours in the game. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hells yeah. So we like to do one of these episodes every 10 episodes. So what is this? Yeah, episode 115, right?
Yeah.
So the next Community Chronicles will be 1-2 something. So you've got at least 5 weeks to get your stories in. And you can do that by joining our Discord. You'll find the link in the description of wherever you're listening to this.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
We do an episode a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just worked it out, haven't you?
Nah, I'm just saying that it's probably going to be between 125 and 130, so, but you've said 120, so that's why you said 5 weeks.
Well, yeah, at least 5 weeks. Because some of them we've done like 22 or something like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we just do it within that period, and especially if nothing crazy is going on, then we'll whack in a Community Chronicles.
We'll just whack it in there.
Provided.
Provided. We're Community Chronicles provided.
So, yeah. And also in the description are links to things like our merch store and our Patreon, where you can listen to ad-free episodes every week. And so far, touch wood, I've uploaded every episode a day early. Apart from the one that I forgot to upload. But it still was a day early. It just wasn't 24 hours early.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember what happened. I think I just didn't upload the file.
Slight misfire.
Yeah, that's it. I got carried away.
Slight misfire, guys. But I'd also like to thank all the support that me and Andy have had on our streams, especially the support that I've had over on Twitch. I think the last stream that I had a raid from Bear Desir, who was on his 24-hour long stream for charity.
Oh, wow.
I had 3 gifted subs for Malinar. I had a free subscription from the Moisted. Honestly, it was a good day on Sunday. And we will be keeping that up schedule-wise for the duration. Sunday mornings from 10 till 3. That is going to be our time to catch us on our streaming, either singulatory, me doing it, or Andy doing it, or definitely a duo most of the time.
And also, potentially, like we actually didn't actually talk about before, if you can get that Saturday off from whatever you might not be doing, we'll be having that event on the Viral DayZ server.
Yes, that would be very good. An event, Andy, we should have put that as one of our New Year's resolutions to do more events. I think that may have been a sub last one, and we never really done one last year.
Don't talk about it. Anyway, February 15th.
Fight Club.
February 15th, 4:30 UK time. That's when hopefully we'll be doing that event. I guess we'll confirm in the next episode. But until then, let's quickly thank our sponsors on Patreon, all of our Patreon members, all of you guys got to listen to this episode ad-free and most likely a day early. And you get other benefits like 10% merch discount and a secret video that no one else has seen.
A video provided.
Yeah, it's nothing like that, all right?
All right.
A little bit of behind-the-scenes action.
Oh, man, we need to start making, like, in-game DayZ, like bridge provided episodes.
Do we?
No. But we could just tag him in everything. Like, could you come over and do a video for us?
Can we please thank our Patreons?
Do it.
It actually is not any different, but we need to come up with a new name for Malinar. We've got Oisted, Skeezatron, Ryan, Richard, Grumpa, Ian, and Malinar the Confused.
Merciless.
Malinar the Merciless. Love it.
Yeah. Ming. Death to Ming.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know whether I should bleep it out.
Ming the Merciless is the guy, you know, from Ted, obviously, but he's not. He's from Flash.
Oh, yeah. On that note, let's fucking kill this.
Kill it.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
That sounds fun. I think also for Discord, for Patreon, we could probably, like, maybe record little clips of this. Like, join it of our episodes that we wouldn't normally record a video for.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.